Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 21st. Here are the headlines to start your day. Former Northwestern student Scott Thomas pleaded guilty to aggravated battery of a fellow student in 2019 on Tuesday. He has been sentenced to 2 years standard probation and 80 hours of public service. Thomas was expelled from Northwestern in 2019 after allegedly sexually assaulting a fellow student outside of the Jacobs Center. The city of Evanston has greenlighted the professional women's soccer team, the Chicago Stars, to play 16 home matches at Northwestern's Lakefront Martin Stadium in 2026. The Stars are set to play a one-off match at Martin Stadium on September 7th, but they have not chosen their home stadium for the 2026 season. On Tuesday, U.S. immigration authorities appeared to be deporting up to a dozen migrants from Myanmar and Vietnam to South Sudan, going against a court order barring the removal of immigrants to third countries, according to attorneys for the migrants. And the Israeli government launched airstrikes on Tuesday, killing up to 85 Palestinians, while also allowing a dozen more trucks carrying aid to Gaza. Although the aid has entered Gaza, the airstrikes have prevented it from reaching the areas of highest need. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. And make sure to check our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.